You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a very special childhood creation.
It can be really sweet to look back on art projects you created in kindergarten. Maybe it's a finger painting or a stick figure portrait of your family. For John Klugness of Bayfield, he treasures a wooden corner shelf he made, a work of art he's had for about 90 years.
One of my earliest and most important memories is of building a wooden sidewalk with my dad in the summer of 1937, just before I turned 5 years old. We had recently moved from a rented house with no basement near Hammond Park, a house my mom disliked because she said she could see the ground through the floorboards. Mrs. Rahm, originally from Olesen, Norway, had helped her find our new home, an upstairs flat where we would live for the next decade. The apartment building was owned by a widow, Mrs. Lindbergh. My parents discussed repairing the wooden sidewalk that ran from the front of the apartment to the back on our side. With Mom's encouragement, Dad took me with him to discuss the sidewalk with Mrs. Lindbergh. Dad, unemployed at the time, offered to do the labor for free if she would cover the cost of the materials. I remember walking to Wilcutt's lumberyard with Dad. He had a wonderful sense of humor. As we approached the lumberyard, he adopted an exaggerated, comical Norwegian accent and quipped, "Vi vil cut wood." Shortly after, the lumber nails were delivered, and we got to work. We tore out the old sidewalk, and I became Dad's full partner in measuring, cutting, and nailing the slats. The new sidewalk went up quickly and looked grand compared with the broken gap-toothed one we replaced, and I felt such confidence knowing I could build a wooden sidewalk. That fall, I started kindergarten at the McCaskill Training School attached to the Superior Normal School for Training Teachers. The student teacher presented us with an assortment of wooden fruit boxes, fabric scraps, telling us we could make whatever we wanted as Christmas gifts for our families. A bathroom cabinet from a peach crate, a painted cigar box for a jewelry case. But none of that interested me. I was a carpenter with bigger ambitions. When the teacher asked what I wanted to make, I declared I would build a corner shelf like the one my mom had recently admired at a relative's house. I insisted it had to be made from 4 pieces of plywood, 2 for the sides and 2 for the shelves. The relative had explained to Dad how he made his shelf, so naturally I needed the same materials and a plan to follow. The obliging student teacher borrowed the shelf plans and procured plywood and a coping saw from the school's woodworking shop. Our kindergarten had a workbench with a vise for sawing wood. Tracing the patterns and cutting the boards myself was challenging. I went through numerous saw blades, breaking them by cutting them too fast or twisting them in the wood. I learned to saw slowly and steadily to avoid snapping blades. Soon Christmas passed, then Dad's February birthday, with the shelf still nowhere near complete. I remember classmate Jim Weiser, the tallest and fastest boy, confidently declaring I would never finish. Undaunted, I replied that maybe I wouldn't, but I also wouldn't give up. Finally, by Mother's Day in May, the shelf was done. Once I finished cutting the pieces, the teacher had them assembled in the wood shop, then provided stain and varnish for me to finish it. She noted in my report card that it was hard work, but worth the effort. To me and my parents, it was beautiful. From then on, my mom always proudly displayed that shelf in the living room or dining room of every home she lived in. The corner shelf taught me a lifelong lesson about the importance of persistence. That resolve has stayed with me ever since, sometimes strongly, sometimes less so, but always present.
Writer John Klugness of Bayfield brought us that story on his 90-year-old corner shelf. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.